This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening. Here at the end of the work week, now on to some weekend relaxation, hopefully. Well, folks in Poland, they're about to go back to the polls Sunday for the second round of voting in their presidential election. And right now in the Pacific, the first tropical storm of the hurricane season's been named. Actually, something Gen Xers will likely recognize. Alvin! I forgot the rest of the chipmunks' names, but Alvin, at this point, it's on track to roll across Mexico and into the Gulf, and forecasters think right now it could end up hitting parts of Texas. They say it's a little early. We'll see. But for now, let's clear the clouds and brighten things up a bit with a few laughs.
My favorite stories of the day.
Drinking is what got a man caught up in Kentucky last week because, other than that, stumbling along a sidewalk, practicing martial arts hits and kicks on a utility pole at the pace of a sloth is probably more hilarious than criminal. But police in Madisonville are accusing a 25-year-old guy of combining too many drinks with beating up a utility pole because the Jackson County Sun newspaper is reporting he told officers he was practicing moves he learned in a book to fend off dog attacks. Now, the imaginary dogs might have won last Wednesday evening, though, because cops say when they pulled up, the guy was moving in slow, drunk motion as he hit and kicked the pole, then fell to the ground. Looking like older Ralph Macchio now, doing his 80s Danielson Karate Kids moves in Netflix's Cobra Kai show. You know, officers helped him up to slap on handcuffs, booked the guy on a public intoxication charge, and let him out of jail the next morning. As a court date Monday, wax on, wax off, buddy.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Now, you know the old saying, don't paint yourself into a corner? You know, as a way of saying, give yourself a way out of whatever that situation is. Well, a guy in Port Townsend, Washington, about 2 hours from Seattle, may as well have had a bucket of paintbrush and a corner because KIRO-TV7 is reporting Jefferson County Sheriff's deputies had been looking for him and spotted him Monday morning. And deputies say he spotted them too and took off running into a wooded area. So deputies call for backup, then put a drone in the air to help find him and say it did. Showed them he had climbed a tree to hide or get away, but did not do either. No, he couldn't hide because the drone caught him. Couldn't get away since death would have likely caught him. They say dude climbed about 80 feet up that tree and stayed up there for 8 hours. Even threatened to kill himself at a point, but deputies say now they talked him down from that after 8 hours and 80 feet up a cedar tree. And when he got down, they took him to a hospital to get checked out. They were looking for this guy because he had a corrections department escape warrant. So if true, he's no stranger to running and should have stuck to that because climbing got him caught. Now in Charlottesville, Virginia, Tuesday, a man was in court after being arrested last Wednesday because he's basically accused of getting sick and tired of waiting on the city to make a local intersection safer. Now, CBS 19 News is reporting the man had been doing his civic duty and going to council meetings to ask for a crosswalk at the street corner there, but nothing was done until cops say he said forget it, then took some spray chalk a couple weeks ago and painted the crosswalk on his own. There, fixed it. Or not, because city crews later came out and covered the DIY crosswalk. Then the city put a warrant out for the man's arrest for this. He turned himself in last Wednesday, but tells CBS 19 and Fox Virginia News that he hopes this will push Charlottesville city engineers to put in some sort of safety measures at that intersection to slow traffic. Back in a moment, but before we break for this intersection, check out DJ Greg H's Jams podcast.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
It's Sibonac.
This chewable gummy with the ingredient tetrahydrocannabinol will relax your nerves. Turn those sounds out of her mouth into a soothing stream of gentle assurances and appreciation. Side effects include munchies, laziness, and inability to make it off the couch.
Ask your doctor about
Sibonac.
It's just cannabis spelled backwards.
And now, for the world around us.
Every year, for at least the past 200 years, people from all over have been going to Gloucestershire, the southwest part of England, about 90 miles west of London, to run up Cooper's Hill and then run or tumble down the steep hill, chasing wheel-looking blocks of cheese in the annual cheese rolling contest. And that is what thousands were up to on Monday. Yeah, the Associated Press counted 7 races in all, and the 20-year-old who won the women's race said she doesn't even like cheese. The BBC is saying the London woman flipped and rolled at least a dozen times on her way down to claim the crown and covered her head to avoid getting seriously hurt, which does happen, by the way. And the 20-year-old says her noggin did take a hit and that she would probably feel the tumble the next day, but just glad she made it down to claim a 7-pound wheel of cheese and to check off England's annual tradition from the bucket list. Now, one guy who won one of the men's races was wearing a Superman costume, cape and all, and told the BBC he'd been waiting 30 years to fly down Cooper's Hill. And the very next day, Tuesday, in South Africa's Gordon's Bay near Cape Town, folks were out minding their business, walking and driving that morning, and then had to stop because a 2-ton elephant seal took a wrong turn somewhere and waddled onto a street. People whipped out phones and started recording, taking pictures. You know what we do these days, have to record it all for the gram, while local police parked their patrol cars around it. They were trying to contain the 2-ton young male. But the AP is reporting that elephant seal just rested his big head on the roof of one car, almost climbed over another, and slowly waddled off across a road, down a sidewalk, ended up stopping near a shopping mall. It's where a local animal welfare officials feared the seal may have wandered a bit too far from the bay to get back without getting dehydrated. So they helped to get it back to the water by sedating it and guiding the elephant seal to an animal transport and took it back to the bay. No shopping spree for you, buddy. Time for another break. Back in a moment.
I'm an officer.
Remember when we all knew that milk does the body good and we passed it on? Or how the only question on our mind at some point in the day was, got milk? We were strong, healthy, and full of vigor. But now, ooh, bubble guts. We have clumpy soy milk, almond milk, oat milk, and coconut milk. And they all come from fine plants and trees, but not one of them comes from nature as nature intended. So trust nature, the way nature wanted us to, and drink milk from cows, not mom. That would be gross. Cow's milk. It still does the body good.
Paid for by a made-up dairy committee.
What's up with what's going down, though?
As another reminder that some of us are getting old, the movie Jaws came out 50 years ago. And there's a reason the flick was shot around Martha's Vineyard Island in Massachusetts.
Case goes in the water, you go in the water, sharks in the water. Our shark.
Yeah, there are sharks in the water up and down the Atlantic coastline. The O-Search shark tracker right now counts over 100 along the eastern seaboard that they've tagged, which makes it seem like it was a bit dangerous for British South African swimmer Lewis Pugh to be the first on record to swim completely around Martha's Vineyard this time of year. UPI is reporting it just finished on Monday, spending 12 days swimming 59 miles around the island, where the fictional Jaws killed all those actors in the movie. But hey, in real life, part of Pugh's marathon dip in the water was for him to show and say to PBS News that he's trying to change the narrative for younger generations to say sharks actually bring life, sustain life, and make oceans healthy. Going on to say sharks are not monsters. Now, those of us who love watching Discovery Channel's Shark Week may know marine scientists always say, relatively speaking, they rarely attack humans, if counting how often they're actually around people in the water off beaches. Now, that said, there were 28 recorded unprovoked shark bites last year in the U.S., which did add up to 60% of the world's total in 2024. And a guy in Sunset Beach, North Carolina, just needed 11 stitches on his leg Wednesday morning after they think he got bitten by a shark. So, as we head out to our favorite sandy spots this summer...
It's okay! It's false alarm!
It's all right. Go back.
Just a reminder to swim near a lifeguard, and if worried about a shark nibbling on toes, maybe only go knee or waist deep at most into the water.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
If you're crossing the street and you get hit by a speeding pickle truck,
you're covered.
Say your dog confuses you with a burglar. Whether you need just a few stitches or extensive, expensive plastic surgery,
you're covered.
Even if you accidentally get a French fry stuck up your nose,
you're covered.
It's as simple as that. Get the card. The medical
I used to have a lot of money in my trust, but now the girls got me in a big dark bus. I used to have a Benz I called Twinkle. Now all I want is a little sprinkle. And no other girl will come around, and when they do, she sprinkles them too. It's a big old party. I got a freaky voodoo woman.
Well, slimy, slimy, I want to whammy, whammy.
Come on and sprinkle me, baby.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday the 30th. Miraculous, phenomenal. Terror Squad, rapper Remy Ma, 45.
Go to tell your little boyfriend.
Singer and rapper CeeLo Green, from Goody Mob to The Voice, now he's 50.
Let it go, let it go.
Singer, actor Idina Menzel, I forgot how John Travolta pronounced her name, but she's 54. Training Day director Antoine Fuqua is 60. Rage Against the Machine and Audio Slave, singer guitarist Tom Morello, 61. Singer Wynonna Judd, also 61. And little brother Michael in Good Times, actor Ralph Carter, 64. Then on Saturday,
the quarterback, I pass it to the team.
Rapper Waka Flocka Flame will be 39. Actor Colin Farrell will be 49. And actor Archie Punjabi, 53. I'll say her name right. Actor and model Brooke Shields will turn 60. Ah, he was born son of Byford, brother of Al.
Those burgers are Ronald!
Daryl McDaniels, the DMC to go with Run. He'll be 61. Singer Corey Hart will be 63. Lorraine McFly in the Back to the Future movies. Actor Leah Thompson, 64. Comedian and actor Chris Elliott, 65. Actor Tom Berenger, 75 Saturday. Cagney and Lacey, 80s. Actor Sharon Gless, 82. And actor-director Clint Eastwood will turn 95. Then on Sunday, June 1st, actor Zazie Beetz will be 34. Comedian and actor Amy Schumer, 44.
Who the hell?
And singer Brandi Carlile will turn also 44. YouTube, Good Mythical Morning Show, co-host Link Neal, Red and Link, he'll be 47. Singer Alanis Morissette will be 51. Supermodel Heidi Klum, 52. Hanging with Mr. Cooper, comedian and actor Mark Curry, 64. Rolling Stones guitarist Ronnie Wood, about to play with Rod Stewart, too, at this year's Glastonbury. Wood will be 78 Sunday. Actor Sir Jonathan Pryce, also 78. Logan Roy in Succession. Actor Brian Cox will be 79. The voice of God, actor Morgan Freeman, he'll turn 88.
Don't forbid me.
Singer Pat Boone, 91. Then on Monday,
Sebastian, I got that scuttlebutt.
Hurry up.
Singer, former rapper, comedian, and actor Awkwafina. Nora from Queens will be 37. Actor Morena Baccarin, 46. Hey, Bud in The Cosby Show. Actor Dion Richmond, 47. And actors Justin Long and Nikki Cox, both also 47. Actor Zachary Quinto, 48. Actor comedian Wayne Brady, 53.
The lights are blinking. I'm thinking it's all over when I go out drinking.
Cypress Hill rapper B-Real will turn 55.
I know this much is true.
Spandau Ballet singer Tony Hadley will be 65. Comedian and actor Dana Carvey, church lady, will be 70 Monday. Another Voice of God actor and Allstate salesman Dennis Haysbert, 71. In that special, Beaver actor Jerry Mathers will be 77. And it only takes a minute, Tavares, singer Chubby Tavares, will be 81. And that is it for another Real Pod newscast. As always, thank you for listening. And please, any comments, criticisms, or story pitches, I can't get around to finding everything. So anyone with any of those things, head to the show's website that Marty's about to give, realpodnewscast.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Show Enough Productions. And for more, hit up the website, realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Show Enough.